they come in there, them welfare checks and them stamps, and they'll buy hams hanging up there, and buy anything that I can't buy. It's too high for me to buy. So they use them stamps, you know, niggers, bunch of niggers trade up there.
When you used to saw logs, remember what you called the thing that you put the log on to hold it up? It looked like sort of like this.
You mean a bucksaw? Bucksaw is what you use. Put the coal up in that rack. And then saw your wood out of it, called a bucksaw.
And how about what would a carpenter use to hold up a plank that he wanted to saw? Two of them. It looked like an A-frame.
Yeah.
What did you used to call them?
Well, scaffolds, I guess, what you think about. Mm-hmm. Build a scaffold.
Did you ever call that a horse? Did they ever call them saw horses or saw benches?
Yeah, there's a... I can't call it. I can't think what it was.
Did you ever have something to pound old drive posts with? Something made out of wood?
Do how now?
Did you ever have anything made out of wood to have a big head on it to drive a post?
Only a pile driver?
Is that what you call them, pile drivers?
That you drive them in the ground? Pile driver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
we used them building bridges.
How about on the farm? Just something that you hit a post with, had a big head on it.
No, we got a post auger. We used post augers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dig the hole and put your post down in that and pack it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What kind of hammers would you use?
Your pile driver.
To drive a nail or...
Just a common claw hammer, you're called.
Were they expensive in the old days, or...?
Well, no, you could buy one for cheap. Buy one for 75 cents.
Oh, is that right?
Now it costs you $3 or $5.
Mm-hmm.
Buy one. I got a hatchet and a hammer laying right over there.
And how did you sharpen your razor before you'd shave?
You have what you call a razor strop. Just pop it back and forth on a strop. I got one razor, but I don't ever use it. I use safety razor now.
Mm-hmm.
I used to use a straight razor.
How did you sharpen knives for your wife? Just knives that she'd use in the kitchen.
Well, I use what you call a wet rock. Wet rock.
Well,
I fire either one.
Mm-hmm.
Wet rocks are best.
When you go to sharpen an axe, what would you use?
Well, you'd use a file or you use a rock. Wet rock, what you call. And you file them and then take that wet rock, smooth it down good on both sides.
Do you remember ever having a big round thing that you turn, sharpen an axe?
Grind rock.
Grind rock.
Yeah, I've used them.
And to get back to the razor, do you remember how you get the soap on your face? How
you
light
up? That's the way I do now.
What would you use?
I use a brush. With a little handle on it, and a cup, put your soap in it.